AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials in Zimbabwe are no longer pursuing extradition for Minneapolis-area dentist Walter Palmer over the hunting death of a well-known lion. The AP's Andrew Meldrum has the story.
Zimbabwe's Environment, Water and Climate Minister, Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, said that Zimbabwe's police and national prosecuting authority had cleared Palmer of any wrongdoing. She said that he is now free to return to Zimbabwe as a tourist. And she said it turned out that Palmer came to Zimbabwe with all his papers in order.
But the Environment Minister said Palmer cannot return as a hunter. The lion was that was killed, Cecil, was well known to tourists and researchers in Zimbabwe. Meantime, the professional hunter who was Palmer's guide returned to court last week on charges of allowing an illegal hunt. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says they are going from a massive flood response operation to a massive flood recovery operation. Most of Interstate 95 has reopened.
They're working very quickly on 95 northbound, but working very safely on 95 northbound.
A 16-mile stretch of the highway was closed for about a week because of severe flooding. Operations appear to be back on track at Southwest Airlines. Technology problems resulted in big delays for passengers. Daniel Baker is with FlightAware.com.
It's probably a reality of life. The airlines are dealing with what's sort of called legacy technology. These are older systems and mainframes that have run their flight operations and their reservation systems for decades. The airlines are growing significantly in terms of the number of flights and passengers that they're dealing with.
A Newark to Seattle, Alaska Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing this morning in Buffalo, New York. Smoke was detected in the galley. Turns out it was a melting battery and a credit card reader. The plane landed safely and no one was hurt. Students returned to classes today at Umpqua Community College in Oregon for the first time since the mass shooting on campus that claimed 9 lives. This is AP Radio News. The markets are open today on Columbus Day. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 38 points. Police in Britain who were guarding WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London are suddenly not there.
Officers standing outside Ecuador's embassy where Julian Assange has been holed up since June 2012 have been removed, but Assange is still subject to arrest for failing to answer a rape charge in Sweden if he leaves the embassy. So the police will deploy a number of overt and covert tactics to arrest him. London's Metropolitan Police say it's not proportionate to keep up the operation when no end to the 3-year stalemate is in sight. The operation cost Britain nearly $18 million through April this year. Marta McDowick, London.
Singapore has suspended the sale of Volkswagen diesel cars. VW is recalling close to 2,000 diesel cars in China to change engine software. It has admitted cheats on emissions tests. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.